بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, in tonight's Tarawih we completed the 15th juz. And this juz begins with Surah Al-Isra, very commonly on the 27th of Rajab, when we speak about the incident of Mi'raj. Then we hear the first verse, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first portion of the Mi'raj journey. And this was the journey from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Mukarrama to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine. And this portion of the journey was known as Isra. And therefore the surah gets its name, Surah Al-Isra. The remainder of the journey from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa into the heavens was known as Al-Mi'raj. Uruj in the Arabic language refers to ascension, where a person goes up to a high place. So that portion of the journey is known as Al-Mi'raj. But the first part from Makkah Mukarrama to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is known as Isra. And that is why the surah gets the name Surah Al-Isra. Some Mufassirin have mentioned another name for the surah. Commonly we find in our Qur'ans, the name that is mentioned is the surah to Bani Israel. The surah was named after the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Banu Israel. And various incidents of the Bani Israel are mentioned in the surah. Together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam great guidance and advice in the surah. Various different aspects of social life, conduct, etiquette are mentioned. One of these advices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That your Rabb has commanded, has advised, has instructed that you do not worship anyone besides Him. In other words, don't associate partners with Allah. And immediately after that, Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that you are kind and compassionate to your parents. We find that in various verses of Quran, where Luqman alayhi salam advises his son, يَا بُنِيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, don't associate partners with Allah. And immediately after that, the command of kindness and respect to parents is mentioned. We know what a great injunction, what a great part of faith, of iman it is, that a person has tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive that a person associates partners with Him. So with this great command, this injunction of tawheed, Allah couples that with the injunction, the command of respect and honor to parents. And specifically in this verse, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Allah says, if one of them or both of them reach old age, and they are still in your company, they are still living, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, then do not say any word of annoyance or irritation to them. This word uff in the Arabic language, when a person is annoyed, he's irritated at something, somebody is troubling him, then out of disgust, he says uff, he tries to repel the person. So Allah says, don't even utter any sound or any type of indication that you are annoyed with your parents, especially when they reach old age. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and do not rebuke them, don't scold them. They may make a mistake, they may do something that annoys you, but do not rebuke them. Further, Allah says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, say to them a kind word. Speak kindly to them, speak with gentleness, with softness to them. As we discussed in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a person's greatest, the person who has the most care, the most compassion, the most love for you in this worldly life will be your parents. The incident has been mentioned, an old wise man on one occasion was sitting with his son, and he wanted to teach his son a lesson. So he sees, as they are seated outside in the garden, he sees that on the roof of the house there is a bird that has perched there. So he asks his son, oh my son, tell me what type of a bird is this? So his son replies, this is a crow. After a few minutes, again he asks the same question, oh my son, tell me what bird is this? He says, it's a crow. The third time again after a few minutes, what bird is this? Now the son, slightly annoyed, irritated, he answers very quickly, this is a crow. A few times this happens. On the fifth or sixth occasion, the son is now extremely annoyed. He shouts his father, he says, how many times must I say the same thing to you? Can you not hear clearly? This is a crow, don't ask me again. So the father, without saying anything, he goes into the house, he brings out a diary, and he opens to a certain page. He says to his son that, I want you to read what is written here. When the son opens and begins to read, he sees that the father had written this when he was a young child, when the son was a young child. And the father writes that, today I was sitting with my son in the garden, and the son was a few years old, and a bird came into the garden, and my son asked me, what type of bird is this? And I answered to him, I gave him the name of the bird. He asked me a second time, I answered him. He asked a third time,
25 times he asked the same question. And the father then writes that rather than getting annoyed and irritated at this child, a great overwhelming feeling of love and affection came into my heart. And I made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this innocent child who doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't understand, he is looking up to me and he is asking me to teach him. Now the son realizes that this is the compassion, the care of a parent. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَرَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, that lower the wing of humility to them. Like a bird has two wings, it lowers one wing and this allows it to drop down to the ground. So Allah says, lower the wing of humility, مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, have mercy upon them. وَقُلْ, and not only in their presence must you be kind and respectful to them, but in their absence also make dua for them. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This is the dua that we are taught and we should include it in our daily duas. That, O my Rabb, irhamhuma, have mercy upon them, kama rabbayani saghira, as they nurtured me, they took care of me when I was a young child. When I was incapable, I was weak. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin. Allah says, Allah has created you in such a state that you were weak. Physically you were incapable, mentally you were weak, emotionally you were weak, you couldn't walk on your own, you couldn't eat on your own, you couldn't change your own clothing. And your parents took care of you, they looked after you. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. Then Allah gives you, after this stage of weakness, Allah gives you a period in your life where you become strong. Physically, you are strong. Mentally, you mature. Emotionally, you may be strong as well. And then Allah's system, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Allah says, after the strength, we then bring about a period of weakness once again. Old age comes. A person is now set in his ways. And then we find a person becomes old, he begins to become senile, he forgets what he is doing. Sometimes he says things that don't make sense, perhaps he hurts the feelings of somebody. But at this time specifically, Allah, ulama mufassirin explained beautifully, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is fighting the case of the parents. As though Allah is saying, I am the advocate, I am the lawyer who will stand on behalf of the parents and exhort the children that especially in their old age, when we know they're going to annoy you, they're going to do something that will irritate you, but at that time have sabr, remember their compassion and their care when you were young, and now you also have compassion and care for them. Further in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of surah Bani Israel, we find that in the early days of Makkah Mukarrama, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Quraysh that I am the final Nabi of Allah that has been sent to you, so the Quraysh sends a delegation to the Jews of Medina Munawwara. And they say to them that you have been given the knowledge of the book, of the scripture, the Torah has been given to you. And therefore, you give us a list of questions that we can pose to this man. And if he answers in a satisfactory manner, we will then be able to ascertain and verify that he really is the Nabi of Allah. So the Jews of Medina Munawwara give the Quraysh a list of three questions. Two are discussed in the 15th Juz. One will be discussed tomorrow, inshallah, in the 16th Juz. The first question is mentioned towards the end of Surah Bani Israel, where they ask him, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell us about the reality, the haqiqat of the soul. Mufassirin go into detail with regard to this, that what exactly were they asking. Some say they were asking about the soul of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, where did it originate from. Others say they are asking about the condition of the ruh after a person leaves this world. How will it be punished? How will it receive reward? Nevertheless, whatever they were asking to do with the soul, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. That say to them, the soul is from those matters which my Rabb understands. It is a secret that Allah only knows. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have not been given but a little bit of knowledge. In other words, the knowledge that you have is not enough for you to fully grasp and understand the intricacies of the ruh of the soul. Many years later, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I am walking with the Nabi of Allah through a garden, and we pass by a group of Jews, and they begin speaking amongst themselves, and they begin arguing. One says, why don't you ask him again about the ruh? Another one says that we have already asked him, he didn't give us a satisfactory answer. Nevertheless, they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again they pose the question, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوح. O Nabi of Allah, tell us, what is the ruh, what is the soul? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the same answer, الروحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, that the soul is from the matters of my Rabb, Allah knows regarding it. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and you have not been given but a little bit of knowledge. So one person responds, he says, that you are saying that we don't have knowledge, Whereas Allah says that He sent the Torah to us, a divine book, and the Torah has guidance, and it has great amount of knowledge from the side of Allah. So how can you claim that we don't have knowledge? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies to them that although the Torah is full of knowledge and wisdom, but in relation to the knowledge, the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it pales in comparison to this. So there are those things in this worldly life that a person will be unable to grasp and fathom. We find commonly with regard to taqdeer, a person's destiny, his fate, where a person thinks about it, he becomes confused, he can't understand what does taqdeer refer to. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us that don't delve into matters like this. Just as we understand that in this world, when it comes to my sight is limited. If I look towards the back of the masjid, perhaps I can see what's in the back of the masjid. But look a few houses down the road, I'm unable to see what's happening there. Similarly, when it comes to my hearing is deficient. I can hear somebody from a few meters away, perhaps 100 meters away. But ask the person to stand a few kilometers away, I can't hear him. My speech is also deficient. Without the aid of the mic, perhaps those in the back of the masjid also won't be able to hear what I am saying. So just as we understand that my gaze, my sight, my hearing, my speech is deficient, likewise when it comes to our intellect, our understanding, this is also limited. It's also deficient. Allah has not given us the ability to grasp everything. Therefore, there are those things that we have to just say, Sami'ana wa ata'ana. We have heard the command of Allah. We obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality of this will be revealed in the hereafter. So this was the first question that they asked regarding the ruh. Very quickly, the second question that they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the reason that Suratul Kahf was revealed, is they asked him to relate the incident of the Ashabul Kahf. Those youngsters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ أَوَ الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. These young boys at that time, they were living in a period or in such a place where the ruler was a mushrik.